The ages are as varied as the backgrounds in this class. Students in their 20s or 40s, from France or Russia, all learning the same language, Hebrew. They are new immigrants to Israel, part of the largest wave of Jewish immigration from Western Europe to Israel since 1948. French Jews are leading that wave. Many have made their home in Ashdod, a city in southern Israel. Here, you are as likely to hear French on the streets as Hebrew.
The cultural center here in the heart of Ashdod, right near City Hall, looks an awful lot like the Louvre. And across the street is Café Lyon, a popular meeting spot for the French community here in the city. Sitting here at this French cafe in Ashdod, it's quite stunning. All the conversations you hear around me are in French. The entire menu is in French, and on the window outside it says in French, joie de vie, the enjoyment of life.
And that's what French Jews like Charlie Dahan say they're looking for, a place to combine their old home with their new one. We've tried to preserve our culture here, he says. It's very important to hold on to that when you've lived in a different country for 30 or 40 years. We bring our old culture with us and try to combine it with the new one. Reminders of why they left continue to this day. A Jewish teacher was attacked last week in Marseille in an ISIS-inspired attack, and the city's chief rabbi told Jews not to wear religious skullcaps, called a kippah, on the French streets. According to the EU, the vast majority of French Jews avoid openly identifying as Jewish, at least some of the time.